respectful disagreements. We wanted to disagree about text because that's the exciting part, but we were hoping that we could do it respectfully. And then
the Mexican American Studies book discussion club is diverse. On its first night, about 20 people showed up, including University of Arizona grad students, a librarian, a former TUSD student, a kindergarten teacher, and members of the community. They discussed Pedagogy of the Oppressed by Paul Freire, one of the books no longer taught in TUSD. Most people there said they joined the club because they felt distraught after the district shut down its Mexican American Studies classes and, in conjunction, removed several books from the classrooms.
That was something that the students brought up when I think John Hupenthal was there.
Marisa Juarez started the book club.
Well, first I want to say that I don't speak for TUSD Mexican American Studies teachers or students. I think they can tell their stories. But for me personally, I wanted a safe space where I could, with community members and other teenagers especially, come together to discuss and engage the banned texts.
Juarez just completed her PhD at the U of A and says she wanted to start a book club where people could discuss some of the books that were part of the curriculum in the discontinued classes. She wanted a public venue that was free and open to the public.
And the library makes sense because it's a place where people read books.
At the beginning of the meeting, members established a few guiding principles.
We're not going to speak over each other. We're going to agree to respectfully disagree. We're going to be civil in our discourse.
And Juarez says that's the main idea, to come together and discuss topics and books that have divided communities statewide.
And hopefully in reading them, we can begin to understand the value they have for youth in our community. And hopefully we'll understand why some people perceive them as a threat. Without understanding, I think, and without dialogue, we are stuck in a zone of stasis that feeds misguided accusations, negativity, and conflict. And the goal really should be to understand each other.
And going back to what John was talking about, the stories of our students are equally valuable within educational spaces.
In early January, TUSD's governing board shut down the Mexican American Studies classes in fear of losing millions in state funding. The Arizona Department of Education ruled that the classes were in violation of a state law, also known as HB 2281. Arizona Superintendent of Schools, John Hupenthal, has said some of the books in question were not appropriate for high school students because of their complex ideas. Juarez says high school students can be critical thinkers.
All I can say to that is that we often underestimate what our students are capable of. And at a high school level, I think students have a lot to learn. They have a lot of potential. They have a lot of great ideas. They already know many of the ideas that are presented in these texts because they have lived these ideas. They have experienced these ideas in their own lives.
Some of the conversations at the first meeting related the author's ideas, first published 40 years ago, to the current status of education in Arizona, and particularly in Tucson.
Asking, and then where's dialogue occurred or failed to occur regarding HB 2281?
Others talked about the change in demographics in the last decade. A recent report says minorities now account for the majority of births in the U.S. Betz Putnam Hidalgo is a parent of a TUSD student and is running for a seat on the district's governing board. She says she joined the book club because intellectual and civil dialogue on this topic is beneficial to students, adults, and educators.
There are all sorts of movements that are trying to develop creative thinking in kids, and that's basically what Freire's talking about. He's talking about it as being transformative. And there are clearly a lot of movements like that that are sanctioned by the district that TUSD believes in and puts their energy behind. But when it comes to transformation of Chicanos, I guess that's just too much.
Putnam Hidalgo says taking certain books out of the classroom sparked curiosity in students.
I mean, there are bookstores all over town with exhibits of the banned books. The whole country, I think, is reading the banned books. If the idea was to silence that voice, I just think it completely backfired.
Next on the club's list is Chicano, the History of the Mexican-American Civil Rights Movement, another book that was taken out of the classrooms at TUSD. District officials have denied accusations of book banning and say more than 100 copies of the books are available at school libraries throughout the district. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Fernanda Echavarri.